Paths of Purpose, Reflections for a New Year. This text invites us to reflect on the renewal of hope, reminding us that true hope lies in living in dependence on God, as taught in Psalm 131. David, the man after God's own heart, offers us a model of humility, trust, and total surrender to the Lord. In Psalm 1, we learn that true happiness is found in living according to God's principles, and in Psalm 131, we are called to renew our hope, calming our soul, and placing our trust in the Lord. David, through his life experience, shows us that true dependence on God results in peace and tranquility. He expresses that, just as a child finds rest in the arms of his mother, our souls also find rest when we place our hope in God. This is an invitation for us, as we begin the new year, to renew our trust and depend entirely on God. Pride, the most subtle sin, is a trap that leads us away from true peace and causes us to rely on our own strength, as illustrated in the movie The Devil's Advocate, where pride is revealed as the devil's most destructive weapon. Psalm 131, however, teaches us that true hope does not come from pride, but from humility and trust in God's timing and purposes. Placing our hope in the Lord is an act of continuous trust, not just temporary, but permanent. We must distance ourselves from the traps of pride and vanity, as exemplified by David, and learn to trust in God in all circumstances. As the year 2025 approaches, we are challenged to follow the path of purpose, which is to live in obedience to God's principles, with a humble and repentant heart, trusting in His sovereignty, and seeking to live a life of sincere worship. Like David, we must place our hope in the Lord now and forever, knowing that true happiness and hope are only found in living in dependence on God. By the end of the year, may we look back on our journey and confidently say, "I have indeed been the man after God's own heart." Eduardo Mendes, President and Founder,